Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Anonymous Advice Podcast. I'm Andrew. Happy Monday. Happy Thanksgiving week, everybody. I hope everyone will be staying safe. Or are we all just going to get COVID? I don't know. How does this work? Who knows how this works? Are people staying home? I've heard from quite a few people they're going to stay home. Not too much traveling, which I think it's a pretty good route. Especially if you're trying to fly somewhere, it's probably best to stay home. What are you missing, you know? Arguing about politics, arguing about COVID. Who even wants that? I don't want to talk to people. Who wants to talk to people? Yeah, that's annoying, right? My mom's driving now from Connecticut, but she's following all the guidelines and all that jazz. We'll see how that works. Apparently, there's like a 24-hour thing you can do. That doesn't really help, but she's a teacher, so you know you gotta stay safe, I think. How's everybody's weekend? Was weekend good? I'm ready to give some advice here, you know? I'm in a good mood today. I'm drinking some coffee. It's actually, you know, it's not too bad. I got it. I got some, like, iced coffee from... I bought it from Giant, I guess, in this big thing. I don't know, California cold brew. You just pop it in the fridge, have it whenever you want. I'm sipping on a seltzer. This is great. What else is going on? I had a good weekend. It was warm out. Went running. Hung out. Quarantined. I don't know. I want to hang out with people, but I'm afraid. I'm supposed to be going to New York soon. Get some stuff taken care of up there. You know, should I wait? What should I do? Should I wait or should I go? If you guys are into video games, which I don't know if you just know me from music stuff. Whoever, you probably wouldn't know 99% of anything I'm talking about. My brother helps run a podcast it's a video game podcast, but it's top 200 in the world, apparently. He's got a management thing going on. He has meetings and shit. I don't know what's going on. But his co-podcasters, they were moving, so he invited me on, so we chat about my early life in video games, how nerdy we both were growing up, what's going on now with games and all that. So you'll be, if you listen to this podcast, it's coming out today as well, you'll be shocked at how much I know about this stuff. And again, 99% of people won't know about it, but it's called Warcraft Reloaded. So check that out too. I'm on there for about an hour. It's fun. We shoot the shit. Oh my God, this girl just matched with me on Bumble that I'm praying to the Lords, whoever exists out there, I hope she messages me. Oh my gosh. Most people know, but on Bumble, the girls have to go first, which kind of sucks, but I get it sometimes. You know, you got to be clever in this whole game. The game we play, the COVID dating game that we play out here. Now I'm just rambling on and on about dating on Bumble. I haven't been on too many dates yet, but it's always nice meeting people. It's always nice. I've been driving around a bunch. Oh my gosh, I listen to, I think it's 99.8 or something, 98.9, the hip-hop and R&B station. Damn, I mean, I love the station, but the commercials are so insane, they're terrifying. They're nuts. Yo, 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 do you know it isn't going away? COVID. Do you know what else? Philadelphia Emporium. Do you have $500? Do you? I know you do. I know you got $500. I know you do. Write a check. Come down here. Buy a car. Do you need a car? I know you need a car. I know it. Write me a check. I know you have $500. No credit. No problem. Come on down here, baby. Come on down. Come on down. Your pussy. Come on. Fucking come on. Pew, 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 pew. I'm like, holy shit. I feel like I'm getting robbed through the goddamn radio right now. I guess I need a car. I guess I'll spend $500. $500 for a car? That's a steal, isn't it? That's a goddamn steal. Geez, really going off the rails here today. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's this coffee. I'm shaking a little bit. But yeah, everything's good this week. Hope everyone enjoys their family time. We're getting into December here. Black Friday. Send me some details about what's going on sales. I need all that. Wow, so we were talking a lot last week. Alex and I were talking about a lot of things emo. Something else happened this weekend. It's a little bit of drama here. I don't know if you guys are interested in my life, but I got a direct message from a girl. She was like, hey, and she's in California. I'm not gonna say any names here, but it was Friday morning. She was like, hey, word on the street says you and I gotta bleep his name out, are telling people that we hooked up. And I was like, huh? What are you talking about? First of all, I haven't been to California in like a year, probably at this point. And whenever, she comes to emo nights and all that stuff, we're nice to each other. Nothing going on. We just wave back and forth. Hey, how you doing? Then I just mind my own business and we sing along. I was like, I've never told anybody that. I don't know what you're talking about. So apparently somebody's been going around saying me and have hooked up with this girl. And I'm like, you know that I had a huge crush on Heather at that point. And I was in love with her and I told you that. And I was trying to fly back to California, go on a date with her, you know? So that was a whole nother thing. And she was like, oh yeah, I guess you're right. Let me just double check. I don't know, the guy who told me is kind of a weirdo anyway. I don't believe him. I'm like, yeah, just check up on it, get back to me. I would never do that. I would never go around. Everybody who knows me knows I don't get laid, so let's be clear here. So that's not a thing. Oh man, another thing that happened out in California. Well, I don't know if I told this story yet, but I'm in a Pornhub video. Oh god, it's amazing. We were one last emo thing. I know I talk about this way too much, but we were at, god, where were we? We were in Anaheim at the observatory out in California. Good old California, the Sunshine State. Is that Florida? I don't know. But we were out there. My good old emo friend, she's amazing. Love her. Had a huge crush on her. Heather, she's dancing around to Stacy's Mom. I think that was the song that was on. She gets in the front of the stage, and starts, you know, dancing around very, scandalously. Ooh, is that a word? But, people were liking it. They were like, whoa, yeah, woo, let's go, come on, yeah. And then, what happens next is, she falls off the stage. I thought she was fucking dead. Like, it looked like she just... I'll try and find the link somewhere. Someone took a video of it, and I guess uploaded it to Pornhub. I checked yesterday to see if it was still there. It's still there. It's got a couple thousand views on it. And it just says, like, MILF falls off stage at emo show or something like that. And, boy, that was hilarious. I'm on Pornhub. I think I've made it in life. I think that's it, everybody. I've made it. I'm on Pornhub. It's not porn, but, you know, I'm still on it. I think that counts for something, right? Anyway, let's try and get into some, let's get into some advice over here. Guys, are you excited? I am. Let's get rolling here. All right, let's see where we are here. First question. How do I get into dating? Hello, I'm a 20-year-old male, and 3 months ago, I broke up with my girlfriend of 2 years, and now I feel like I want to try again at dating. I don't want something serious at the moment, I just want to improve my conversation skills with females, but I don't really know how and where to start. Currently, I'm attending the last year of school, and my whole life I've only been talking to females within my class or the ones from the same grade. So here's the question, how do I get into dating? Even with times of corona lockdowns? You know, that's a great question. But first, why would anyone in their right mind want to get into dating? You know, you got to talk to people. You got to wake up in the morning. You got to pretend to care about politics. You got to pretend to like art. You have to love someone unconditionally. It's, you know, it's just dumb. But it is a good question. I mean, look, like, even before COVID, it was extremely difficult meeting people. Like, most of the people I met was through my job being out and about in the streets of Manhattan, in Brooklyn. But even then, it was pretty hard, dude. It was, you know, just going up to people and asking if they want to hang out sometimes. Like, that's the most difficult thing ever. So my advice to you, even in COVID time or non-COVID times, I would start with online dating. Chat, and I know you want to do this in person, but, you know, start conversations online. Chat, you know, so I mentioned Bumble earlier. I would start with that. I would go to on OkCupid because you can actually message people who don't match with you, and then, you know, you could just go all, you can go ham on that. You can go simp mode on that one, man. What's a simp anyway? What is a simp? Hold on. I think I've been using it in a weird way. Simp. What is a simp? A man who foolishly overvalues and defers to a woman, putting her on a pedestal. Oh, baby, I am a simp all of the goddamn way, especially in Corona times. I'm walking through Costco. I see a girl in sweatpants, hasn't showered in 3 weeks, hair is up. I'm like, that's my wife. I'm marrying that girl. I don't know. Maybe I'm just, maybe it's this whole quarantine thing, but I got to get out of here, you know? But anyway, yeah, you know, maybe you should become a simp, you know? That's kind of what you should do. But no, yeah, I would start there. I would talk to them. I mean, look, if you're safe about it, and I don't know where you're from, your country allows you to kind of hang out and go out, maybe go to a park, meet up. I'm sure there's a ton of people who'd want to meet up with you, you know, just get a coffee or a beer or, you know, drink or whatever, martini, whatever you like, shaken, not stirred. But that would work for you, I think. And that'll increase your skills. Oh, man, you know what you should do, man? You know what you should do? My friend, Ben, he ran I went on a speeding date thing in 2019. And here's how it worked. It was actually really amazing. So it was called, I forget what it was called, but it was speed dating. And I was like, oh man, you got to sit down, buzz, sit down again, buzz again, get up. It was like a musical chairs thing. No, it was not. So you sign up online, right? You get a picture, little bio, blah, blah, blah. And every week they had, oh, if you're 20 to 30 or like 21 to 31, 31 to 41. And if you're in your age group, sign up. Come to this bar, get a free drink, mingle for a little bit. And then they went online and you had to look at all the profiles. And every 10 minutes, a new person showed up on your screen. You'd have to go find them and start chatting with them. 10 minutes later, you go to another person. 10 minutes later, you go to another person. And by the end of it, you met like maybe 12, 13 people. And you didn't even have to ask the number that night. What you did is you go home, you log on your profile. And then if you like chatting with them for 10 minutes, you ask them out. That is a great way to do it. I would look into that. Oh, yeah, it's called City Swoon. It's in New York, Boston, Philly, D.C. I don't know where it is. Just look up City Swoon. It's actually pretty great. It's a small fee. It's like $20 or something, but they give you like a free drink, I think, or whatever, or discounted something, and it's totally worth it. Went on a couple dates with that. Didn't go so well. I think I ghosted on somebody, but, you know, that's just me. Could work well for somebody else. But, yeah, that's my advice. Start online, and then you'll eventually get better and better at talking to people. And yeah, man, it just takes time. Sorry your old relationship didn't work out. I'm sure that it'll work out for you, man. I'm excited. Let me know how it goes. Shoot me an email. All right. Next question. You know, really, you know, guys, we're really getting somewhere with this podcast, I think. You know, I think I'm at a point, I'm so bad at marketing. I've only really promoted this on my personal Instagram. I haven't even done anything on the other anonymous advice Instagram. I've gotten a couple emails so far. People have been texting me. It's been really great, really amazing. I started a YouTube channel with just random clips from the podcast, if you listen to it. I think I got enough stuff so far. I think this is the 12th episode. I think I'm gonna, you know, market, maybe throw up a little Instagram. I know podcasts are word of mouth, but maybe just, you know, a little dabble in, a little dabble do. In marketing, you know, maybe a little Instagram thing, maybe a little Apple Podcast thing. I don't know. Throw a couple bucks in, see who would listen to it. Get some more feedback, some more emails, getting some good stuff going on. Anyway, let's keep going with this as I drink my cold brew coffee here. All right. My neighbor has a rooster. Oh, shit. And I'm going insane of the noise. How do I tell her that it needs to stop in a friendly way? I live in an area in which a city with houses connect to each other. My neighbor, two houses next to me, has a rooster in her backyard since like 2 weeks ago. She lets him out at like 9 a.m. in the morning and just doing his rooster sounds and things all day long till it gets dark. It's driving me insane. It's a rule that I first need to talk to her before I can go to the landlord. How do I talk to her without getting into a fight? Cockfight? Okay. All right. Anyway, I don't want any trouble living here. I don't want to move because I love this place, but this rooster is making me go nuts. I need to say this in a calm and friendly way if I still want to live here in peace. What should I do? Well, why the hell does your neighbor decide to get a rooster? I think roosters are probably the most annoying things. Like, to me, roosters were for farmers that didn't have a clock and needed to wake up. But they keep roosting all day. Like, they don't shut the fuck up. And I assume your other neighbors have this problem as well. God, roosters suck. What are they even used for anymore? Like, what do? Do they just, like, kind of run around and hang out? Is there any use for a rooster in 2020? Because they start, as soon as the sun goes up, they're like, bleh! Like, what does even a rooster sound like? What does a rooster sound like? Oh my God, that is the most annoying. Oh my God, I gotta put this in here. It's the most annoying thing I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. Is this allowed in sort of this? I would check the laws here. I don't know if you can just have a rooster. Like, if you live so close to someone. Like, I get if you're on a couple acres, and you got some corn growing, you got some strawberries growing. You got some farm animals, a cow, maybe a sheep or two, a goat, get some goat milk, stuff like that. But there's no reason to get a rooster. I would just, if you're trying to, so my advice, a friendly thing, I would just say, hey, what's going on with this rooster you got going? You know, I want to be nice here. I want to be civil. Is there any chance at all we could discuss this rooster thing? Maybe we can set a compromise. You should say, I like roosters, even though you don't. Just say, I like them. They're cute. Maybe not at 9 a.m. Maybe you can throw him out of the house at 11, and he can do his... and 11 to 2, maybe. You know, you gotta have some compromise, but maybe you should... Go to another neighbor. Here's another idea. Go to another neighbor and say, hey, are you also annoyed by this rooster? They will probably say yes. And you should hash out a plan to just nicely bring it up. You know, knock on her door. You know, don't bring any weapons or bats or anything like that. And go up there and just be nice and say, hey, get that fucking rooster. I'm going to kill this goddamn rooster. How about, here's another way. Why don't you buy 4 roosters and do the same thing? Have a little competition here so you can get louder. But no, I would just go over there nicely with maybe a neighbor of yours and say, hey, look, like, this is, you know, I'm working during the day. I can't deal with this. We're all inside all the time now, and it's just really annoying. And I hope you can understand. I'm not trying to be mean at all. I want to be civil about this. I like roosters, and but please get rid of the fucking rooster. I've had enough. Wow, that was, you know, yeah. Where did roosters come from? Why do people have roosters? A rooster provides fertilization services to the hens in the flock. Is a hen a female chicken? I don't know. Rooster will serve as a guard and defender against perceived and actual danger. Wow, roosters will protect you. Yeah, I'm sure they will protect you, for sure. We should all get roosters. Your rooster will seek out food for the flock and alert the other backyard chickens that he's found something tasty. Ooh, I'm pretty sure she probably doesn't have chickens. She just likes roosters. What's a flock? A flock of what? Seagulls? Jeez, what is all this stuff? I could never be a farmer. God, farming must suck. 4 a.m. to 9 p.m. at night? Ah, gosh. Daylight savings? I don't even know what that is, but it's apparently doesn't even help farmers. It's a big crock of shit. Yeah, so just be nice about it, be kind, and let me know how it goes. And hey, according to Wikipedia, roosters only last 20 years. So, I mean, all you got to do is wait it out 20 years or just try and be civil and then go to your landlord. So, well, I hope it all works out for you. And that's my advice on that. So, yeah, let's keep rolling along. I think I got one more for you guys today. All right, let's see what's going on this one. Hey, I just had a general question here that I've been curious about. All right, let's see what it is. What are some things guys should never tell a girl? Oh, boy, this is gonna get me in trouble. Trouble. What are some things that guys should never tell girls? I'm hoping for advice based on personal experience. You should probably not tell you don't love her anymore. That's a big one. You probably shouldn't tell her that you are gaining weight. That's a big one. By the way, I would never say any of this stuff. And, these are just popping into my head right now. I didn't write anything down. I should, because I'm going to get murdered for this one if anyone hears it. Are you pregnant? That's one I never got. I said this before. Why would anyone say that ever to somebody? I don't get it. I don't understand why that's a thing that people do. Oh my God, how far along are you? With what? Ah! You know? It's despicable. I need to do one with what girls should never tell guys. But another one that guys shouldn't tell girls, you're acting like your mom right now.
That's a good one, actually. Oh, man, that's great. I love that. Imagine, oh, my gosh, if I ever said that to one of my exes, I would get, I would be murdered. You would not see me again. That's about it. Well, in an argument, say, I don't know, like, my ex was hotter than you or something. Like, imagine that. That's like instant breakup right there. These are more like, how do you get a girl to break up with you? What should you say? And this is all of it. I actually need somebody else on here to do this one. I think this is a good one. This is a good question. I'm gonna take emails, and I'm actually probably gonna post this on Instagram, I guess. But I'm gonna probably not redo it, but I'm gonna get more for next week, and we're gonna have a little fun with this one. This is good. Yeah, don't tell them you're fat. Don't tell them that sex was better. In my last relationship, don't tell them that you've cheated. No, you should. You should. I would never do that. You got to leave a relationship if that happens. Don't tell her that. Well, text her. Don't not text her. Text her back. Always notice when she gets a haircut or something like that. Oh, you didn't notice? Why didn't you say something? That's what you got to do. Always say something. Never not say anything. There you go. That's a good one too. There's a lot of ways this could go. This is fun. This is a really fun one. I'm glad it's a little less serious than some of them, like killing a rooster or whatever. But yeah, wow. What should you not? Yeah, no fat things. No, no mom things. No pregnant things. Is that your time? Is it your time of month? Never. Oh God, there's so much stuff. Well, anyway, this is where I go down in history of being the shittiest podcaster of all time, just a terrible person. I'm always kidding, guys, but that's my advice on that one. Never say anything that hard. The problem is, like, if you're thinking that, like, I don't know, you gotta. It's just love. So you gotta be with someone that you really love, and just think about things that you're saying. I mean, there's a way to be honest and not hurtful to people a lot. Like, you give them advice and all that. It's just you can't be doing stuff to hurt people just for no reason. A lot of guys tend to, some girls too, but a lot of guys would be like, wow, you're looking a little chubby today. It's like, what the fuck is your problem, dude? What are you doing? But But anyway, yeah, this podcast is it's telling me that all people are really shitty. You know, there's a lot of shitty people out there. I'm hoping there's some nice people. Maybe I'll find one day. Maybe we'll find each other out there in this crazy world we live in these trying times, and these the wacky world that we live in out there, folks, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, yeah, to wrap everything up, that's my advice. Be honest about it. Don't lie, but don't say shitty things. And I hope you enjoyed the advice today. Everybody have a safe, happy Thanksgiving. And hopefully you get to see your family. If not, make sure to call them. Make sure to text them. Do whatever. But yeah, have a great week. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for tuning into the Anonymous Advice Podcast. I'm Andrew, and I'll see you next week. Talk soon. I sat on the car and dented the hood again.